Did you read the Good Times? The search warrant for a section of a road is like a terrorist bill they use.
Yeah,
it is a terrorist bill. Yeah. They're using the terrorist laws on us.
Yeah.
And Guantanamo, here we go.
Speaking of using the terrorist laws.
Did you hear about the Guantanamo ships?
Yeah, I did.
Guantanamo boats.
They're going to call the first boat the Indefensible.
Hulks, with machine guns raking the decks.
Yeah.
Hulks. Nobody else wants it. They can buy cheap. And we're just going to keep them on. I mean, Jesus.
They're not nobody else wants. They're brand spanking. They've been designed for the job.
No, they want to buy second-hand Hulks.
You're going to lease one, at least a boat.
I saw the thing. I saw the picture. It looked brand new.
They're just going to put people on there. It'll be Guantanamo Bay. No laws.
They're saying they're only putting Indonesian fishermen.
Oh, bullshit. They'll put whoever they like
and on. Refugees.
They'll get America will want to use them for torture.
Yeah, no, it's going to be the new business.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah. They'll have a whole fleet of them.
Bloody! This is disgusting. You humans. I can't believe your stupidity.
I know.
Did you know that one in
ten... companies create an unhealthy dynamic? Oh, didn't we know that one?
Do you know that one in ten...
Nicotine makes you drink more...
Yeah, one in ten...
Nicotine makes you drink more alcohol. Did you know that?
Yeah.
This is drug news. Did you know that?
It makes you drink.
If you smoke, you drink more alcohol because it kills the effect.
What?
It's true.
Alcohol kills the effect of nicotine.
Nicotine kills the effect of alcohol, so you drink more alcohol. That's how it works.
Nicotine and alcohol, nicotine smokers and alcohol drinkers look shocking. Have you ever looked at them? They look like shit.
Talk amongst yourself, boys.
They do. It's poison.
You used to be one.
I are one once.
You are one once.
There. I can mix times. Time means nothing to me. Anyone who knows St. Vincent Parish and Red Ferns knows it is as idiosyncratic as much of the area it surrounds it. Parishioners include some of the most marginalised people in Sydney as well.
You read that whole story?
I thought I might.
That's fairly boring.
It's not at all. It's about the church in Redfern that had the graffiti printed on the back wall in front of the Archbishop's speech.
I gave it to you for the Pope's
words. Okay, listen, that was a concerned listener.
Oh, would you read the Pope's words?
What about?
About, yes, drug news. What do you know about the saliva buses? Apparently the first one's been dispersed somewhere, dispatched. And have you heard anything?
Yeah, no. I can tell you.
Where is it?
And what he's heard is probably heard from us, which heard from Steve Bolt was they were going to start at the end of July, which is this week.
That's what
they've got one bus, I think, and it'll be down in Sydney. When will we see it? Maybe summer, maybe Mardi Gras. It's this big bus. And expensive operation, and
so make it worth
their while. We could see it any time. They're going to focus on truckies and speed quite a bit, they say. They'll be on the Lismore Road any old day, don't you worry.
Any old day.
But we haven't heard anything, and I haven't heard anything more except vinegar.
Okay, yeah, we were discussing vinegar on the phone. So
would you like to hear some words from
I've always been carrying vinegar since we had the doctor on talking about it. I don't know if the vinegar's any good still. So
we still don't know.
Being a religious program.
My vinegar must be about a year and a half old since you last discussed this problem.
Haven't you been gargling with it?
No, I just keep it in the door of the car for the gargle. If you happen to need it, you know.
I just do it automatically after smoking now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, right.
Gargle with vinegar.
Yeah, right. And what, do you hold it in your mouth the whole trip home?
No, just for
a
while.
Like a fish?
Swish it around, blow it out. I figure what's left on your saliva after that. Mind you, I travel differently than you humans.
That's true.
For thousands of years, you, the Aboriginal people, have lived in this land with a culture that endures to this day. With an endurance that your ancient ceremonies have taught you, you are like a tree in a bushfire. Leaves scorched, bark burned, but inside sap still flows, and roots are strong. Yeah, good on you, Popey. Always, the Spirit of God has been with you. Your dreaming is your own way of touching the mystery of God's Spirit in you, and in creation with its animals, birds, fishes, waterholes, rivers and hills. You have still the power to be born. The time for rebirth is now. That's Pope John Paul II.
Trying to convert all of Australia's Aborigines.
Yes, he was. He was. Although
anyway,
that's
what they painted on the wall when they broke into the church in Redfern last week.
Yeah.
It's just classic.
Because what the Curies are taking it back.
That what was painted on the wall of a church in Redfern last week after it was broken into, Michael?
Yeah, they broke into it and I painted that. And when the minister comes in to do his big 20th anniversary service, he had to stand in front of that.
Because after the parish priest died that was running that church and running it really well with the Curies, and all the tribal people from that area, They sent in a new white boy priest, Bobber Boy from...
Is Pell
the Catholic...
Yeah, well, how about this story, though?
Geez, they're nasty.
Did you know that indigenous people...
They're nasty.
That's why the word
people.
Catholic is really dumb. It's too close to Catholic.
No, Catholic, we will subvert the paradigm.
If you write that on your census form, they'll just think you can't spell it.
That's why you, you have to write the whole lot. The words, not
you
just Catholic.
Church of the Holy is adequate.
Will you find the thing in that bit of
Gerald?
News?
Gerald, God S. Church of the Holy is not adequate. There can be Church of the Holy, lots of stuff, sepulchres and stuff.
Church of the Holy smoke.
Yeah, I've got a story
the
here.
The S is silent.
An off-duty policeman's sensitive nose was led off to a cannabis crop of 80 plants in Adelaide's north suburb. He was cruising along in the night and he could smell it wafting over the street.
Okay, well, there's a slight lull. Maybe I can say something.
Oh, go on then, Bob. Have your say.
You've been on since 6 a.m.
You've been on all day, and everybody's heard you, and everybody says, give us more Bob, more Bob, more Bob. Come on then, Bob, along.
Keep going.
Did you know that Wayne...
Former internet tycoon Greg Lazzarato...
Then I've got something, Michael.
...walked free from a Brisbane court yesterday with no conviction recorded after being fined $700 for possession of 1.3 grams of pure heroin.
Wow, that's
Mr.
cheap.
Mr. Lazzarato, 36, a share trader who once earned up to $10 million a year from on-lawn pornographic businesses...
On-lawn?
...vowed through his barrister to stay away from drug users and dealers.
Whereas a 25-year-old Malaysian woman with 11 kilos of heroin faces life in prison.
Mm.
11 kilos?
Yep.
That's quite a lot of kilos of heroin.
In her suitcases.
That's 24, 27, that's $30 million.
That's a lot of money.
$30 million street value.
Let me tell you what bit of...
Indigenous people account for almost 1 in 10 Australians seeking treatment for drug and alcohol abuse. Of the 142,144 people treated by Australia's drug and alcohol treatment agencies in 2004-05, nearly 1 in 10 or 13,666 people identified as Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, the new Australian Institute of Health and Welfare figures show this is almost five times the proportion of Indigenous people in the Australian population. So why are five times more Koori's being treated for drug and alcohol treatment? I think it's just an indictment on the social system that has so many of them living in what can only be termed disgusting conditions.
Yeah.
Due to lots of situations.
Absolutely.
That's but basically endemic racism. Sorry, move along.
Mr. Lazzarato pleaded guilty last week to what? Listen to this bit.
This is the same story.
What a bit of porno can do.
Same story.
Yeah. One charge of possession of a dangerous drug after a second heroin possession charge was dropped. When he first appeared after his arrest in February, police alleged he had been shooting as much as $4,500 worth of smack into his arm every day.
How much?
He regularly
$2,500
Yeah, $4,500 a day he was spending on smack. From a supplier who delivered it straight to Mr. Lazzarato's rooms. He had one previous conviction. He was fined $1,500 in late 2001 for a semi-automatic.
So did they just accept that the great big stash he had was for his own use?
With 4,000 tapes thrown in for good measure.
No, okay.
No. Hey, look at this cartoon out of The Australian this week. George has dropped out for me, the Joker. And it's Beatty saying, I have a pipe dream. Drugs, just say no. What's that about? I don't get it. Don't know what that's
pipe dream. Pipe dream.
Don't know.
It's a joke about smoking. Turning off a huge pipe. Is it natural gas?
I don't know. Hey, guess what? Here's a name from the past. What's a name that we probably a week wouldn't go by for a year that we didn't mention her somewhere or other?
Howard.
Chappelle.
The Chappelle
Corby.
Victor. Have you seen the Chappelle Victor?
No. A federal government says, this federal government, actually our federal government, says it will consider a request to help Chappelle Corby's legal team as the Australian woman appeals against her conviction and sentence for drug trafficking in Indonesia. Gee, I thought she'd appealed already. Is she appealing the appeal?
Again, yeah, she's appealing.
Okay, right.
Same as Rock.
They called on the Australian government to provide key information about events at Australian airports on the day of Corby's arrest. Justice Minister Chris Ellison said he'd do what he could to respond to any reasonable request from lawyers of the former beautician student. Senator Ellison warned Australians caught in difficult situations, blah, 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 blah. And following right on for that, the ALP have agreed to a whole new... poster campaign warning young Aussies. Labor's backed a new poster campaign warning Australian air travellers they could face a death penalty if found trafficking in drugs overseas. So keep your drug trafficking at home, I think is what the ALP is saying. The posters will be displayed at international departure terminals at Australian airports, warning travellers of the dire consequences of carrying drugs. Custom Minister Chris Ellison once again said the campaign comes as two members of the Bali Nine Syndicate face execution in Bali, in Indonesia, on heroin trafficking convictions. Melbourne man Nyong Tong Van, 25, was hung in Singapore in December after being caught at Changi with 400 grams of heroin, and Senator Ellison said the posters were aimed at the drug mules, many of whom were young Australians recruited by syndicates to carry drugs across international borders. If it changes just one person's mind, it's been successful. He told the Nine Network it's important that we put out these warnings as a last-minute reminder before someone departs Australia, just telling them that the very stark terms for becoming involved in drugs.
Here's a bit of good news, though. Ex-drug users can now join the army. You too, if you've been a pothead before in your previous
life. Finally agreed.
You can go to Beirut and you can kill.
No, I want to kill. I want to see dead.
You can go to Iraq.
No, you go to Afghanistan.
And machine gun Afghanis.
Let's send the ex-drug users to Afghanistan first up. Brendan Nelson says it's a way of killing four or five birds with one stoner. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. He thinks it's a big joke.
He thinks it's a joke. You've got to be careful, though. They just kicked 1,000 Christians out of Afghanistan this week. Yesterday, actually.
No, that's the whole point. He says the biggest risk of being killed is in Afghanistan, so we're sending the ex-stoners there. Okay. This should sort out Nimbin.
Yeah, right. Okay, so whatever you do, guys, if you're bored, don't join up.
The army was already suffering a shortfall of 1,500 troops. We can't get the numbers. The big challenge is to recruit sufficient numbers, particularly during a period of low employment. This should sort it all out.
So lower the. So what he thinks he's doing is lowering the bar.
Yeah, he thinks so.
And so we can get over.
Yeah. Under.
They'll shoot him.
I keep on ducking under the bar. I keep on thinking it's just not right to go over it.
The
like
guy who gave Diane Brimble fantasy and tried to deny it is probably going to get charged with murder. I can't stand that story. I can't read about
it. It's a horrible story, isn't it?
Too revolting.
Yeah, sounds like murder to me.
Revolting.
Let's see, do we have a corpse?
Yes. Yeah, we have a corpse that was given.
Was she murdered?
Yeah, it looks like.
Well, yes.
They say she died of an overdose of two drugs, gamma hexa butyrate alcohol. Alcohol.
Somebody's given somebody something, the date rape.
Alcohol and fantasy. Yeah. Lots of it. Lots of both.
Fantasy,
yeah. What a misnomer that one is.
A standover man found dead at the base of a Maroubra cliff 3 years ago was
not standing over anymore.
In an alleged multi-million-dollar coke smuggling operation. A book on the life and crimes of Anthony Hines, my brother's keeper, will be released this week, revealing he was shot dead by a Maroubra surfer in what a court found was self-defence. The book says Hines was allegedly financing a drug operation and was being shadowed by police.
Okay, anyway.
And writing a book about it.
Yeah.
You don't write a book about it.
No, don't write books.
How about this little book?
How come they haven't got you yet, mate? You wrote a book.
They've locked me in here. I'm not allowed out.
Oh, right.
I'm going to read you this letter from the school captain of Randrick Boys High. You ready?
There you go.
My name is James Tawadros, and I'm the captain of Randrick Boys. All of us here are appalled by the allegations made in the Sunday Telegraph about drug use at Randrick Boys High. The suggestion that students are dealing drugs is totally unsubstantiated and untrue. This attack on our school has deeply affected not only me, but all Randrick Boys students and teachers.
Randrick Rugger Boys.
This attempt to soil the school's reputation and suggest that students and teachers are not taking care of an alleged drug, truly devastating.
What would you know about soil?
We have a zero tolerance attitude towards drug use and drug possession. The last incident involving possession of our drugs was almost a decade ago. Furthermore, anyone who may be associated is impossible. No one has been caught using drugs at our school for a long time. No one rips each other off. The teachers keep their prices and we only buy from our own teacher. No, I made all that up. I'm sorting out piles of drug news.
Words are viruses.
I've got pages of pictures of poles of needle in King's Cross and everyone arguing they were put there, they weren't put there, this is real, King's Cross is being killed by so many junkies. I don't know what's true. One paper says one thing, one says another. I bet there's a bit of truth in it, though. If you're going to have an injecting room, you're going to have dealers nearby, you're going to have lots of users and lots of homeless. Thank you, John Howard. Heaps of homeless people are happening. In fact, it's quite in fashion being homeless. They say it's a real life.
Well, John Howard forbade us to mention the word recession. So, recession.
Here it comes.
He forbade us yesterday.
When I was in King's Cross, I only encountered two lots of drug deals in terms of offered one and I saw one going down.
Yeah,
and one was cannabis being offered to me and one was guys hassling about smack.
Yeah.
And that, I mean,
whereabouts?
That was just on the street in
King's Cross,
right in the middle of King's Cross. Yeah, so it was 50-50 cannabis and snacks.
Does King's Cross look seedy?
Totally, totally horrible.
Are there lots of closed shops, like they say?
Yeah, no, they're closed shops. They're just strip joints
and cheap takeaway
bars and
girls.
Girls and drugs. Nothing's changed.
But
Tastes have moved on, I think, and King's Cross stuck back in the fucking dirty 60s.
Well, the people are saying the injecting rooms to blame.
When Honest John tells you that you mustn't say the word recession, you know you are in one.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they want to turn it into something more resembling Las Vegas, I think, the whole of the Cross, and they don't want the junkies hanging around. I mean, people have these dreams, maybe not even a Las Vegas, maybe sort of a semi-residential, cleaned up, looks dirty on the outside kind of place. But I don't know, it's just full of strip joints, mate. Well,
a Qantas flight attendant has
been sacked. I would have thought you would have felt right at home in a strip joint, Bob.
After allegedly caught smuggling coke and amphetamine. Sue Ellen, 54. That's quite old for a flight attendant. She was in court with her daughter and granddaughter, 210 grams of coke and a quantity of methamphetamine. She lost her job.
How about all these...
She lost her job.
How about all these world-class athletes all getting caught?
Yeah, What's his name?
I've never done it.
Justin Gatlin, who shares the world record for the 100 metres and is a reigning Olympic champion, has admitted that he's tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug and faces a lifetime ban from track and field.
But reckons he can probably do the 100 metres in under 8 seconds, given a bit of a push.
You're given a bit of a push. But, like, you heard his excuse. A disgruntled...
Somebody rubbed it on his legs.
A disgruntled masseuse rubbed a cream, containing testosterone into my legs and upper thighs.
Are you joking?
That's what he said.
Unbelievable. It was a deliberate plot by the opposing crew.
That's right. A disgruntled masseuse.
But how easy is it? And would it be to totally wipe... Because it doesn't matter that they took it by accident. They didn't know they took it. It doesn't matter.
If
it's positive, it's positive.
That's right.
How easy is it to blow them out of the water?
Listen, this Gatlin, 24, is coached by Trevor Graham, who's being investigated by the grand jury looking into the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, which has been linked to steroids cases involving professional baseball players and track and field athletes. At least six of the athletes Graham has coached have served suspensions for drug use.
Mm.
He must just buy this testosterone cream by the bucketful and just rub it into all of them.
No, he dips them in it.
Yeah, fair enough. And how about the All Blacks? They're freaked. They're so scared, mate. Didn't you hear it happened? All Blacks lock Ali Williams revealed that he was a victim of a drink spiking attack in the lead up to the opening Tri-Nations rugby test against Australia in Christchurch. 2 days out of Saturday's return match against Australia and Brisbane, Williams told One News he took his worst fears to the All Blacks management because he didn't want to be busted as a drugs cheat. He was tested straight away. The result showed absolutely bloody nothing. He said he was put on the alert when All Blacks medical staff...
Did you watch the game, though?
No.
Well, seriously, it was a terrific game.
I heard it was brilliant.
It was a great game.
He said he alerted the All Blacks medical staff when he felt unusually ill after a night out with friends in Auckland on June the 30th. It was a week out from the opening Tri-Nations test against Aussie in Christchurch. He said he had a few beers, but felt far worse than the effects of the alcohol should have been on him next morning. You sort of get quite forgetful. It feels real worse with a really bad hangover, he said. Williams, who surprisingly partners, he forgot what had happened the previous night, woke up feeling shit and thought, Christ, they've drugged me. He said, I got on the blower to our medical staff, said, hey, look, I've just been out and had a beer or two and I feel a bit worse for wear. What'll I do? He was told, come in, get it checked out, we'll go from there.
Yeah, what a freak.
It's pretty scary out there, he said. It can still happen to us in a small little country, but it's definitely a reality, Williams said. What's a reality? They tested him, There was nothing there, right?
He the hadn't reality been, is a threat.
He hadn't been drugged.
The reality is a threat.
He'd been out drinking, and they took him so seriously, they whipped him in, did tests, nothing there, and they can run a story saying, Arlie Williams revealed he was a victim of drink spiking. Now, this is bullshit. He wasn't a victim of drink spiking. No one spiked his drink. They tested him. It was fine. What a beat-up. That's New Zealand press for you.
Who's going to get him? Who is going to get...
He's not playing.
Akamanis, the evil one.
I thought you guys were...
Who is he going to be bought by?
He's going to bail to Geelong and he might save them.
Excuse me, aren't you gentlemen doing... I thought you were doing drug news.
Bomber's looking like a skeleton. He's lost so much weight.
What, is he on drugs?
I think he's probably on drugs. I think the whole team's got a batch of hydro and stuffed them up or something.
Right.
Well, they don't test...
I have no idea what's happened to them.
AFL doesn't test for drugs. They haven't agreed. They're the only sport in the world that hasn't agreed to the global sporting drug
test. That's what's so good.
No, they said, no, we're not playing your silly game, and pass the bong.
And did you? No, they didn't say pass the bong. Did you see? They put their hand up. He put his hand up at the press conference. He says, no. And he holds his hand up. Instead of a fist, he's holding a bong. It's amazing to see they did it.
Yeah.
Very gutsy.
Right?
Yeah, very, I thought, AFL. Very, very gutsy. They're really down on alcohol. That's why AFL's booming. Yeah. It is booming. They are so fit and amazing just on bongs.
And apart from Collingwood, Parramatta and that other dude that beat up the guy in the bar.
Oh. Well, they're still drinking at Collingwood. They're way behind the times.
Idiots.
No, but Geelong, down at Geelong, mate, they've forgotten to eat. They're smoking so much. Bomber looks like a skeleton.
They call him Bonger.
And he's forgotten to eat.
It's Bonger, you poor man.
Completely
forgotten the fire
drop from his brain. Yeah,
miss him.
We're the game this weekend, have we? Holy hell! God, didn't someone tell me? Pass the bong.
Lots of games this weekend. Oh, I just love it. That's the one thing you humans are good at. Football.
We're back in 4 minutes and 16 seconds.
Kicking a ball around the place.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Well, not too bad. I just sold my soul.
You sold your soul? Why?
Well, it's membership time at MFM, and I was a bit short, you know.
So how much did you get?
Oh, enough to pay me $20 membership.
Oh, that's an awesome idea, really?
Yeah, should have done it long ago.
Sell your soul today and renew your MFM membership. $20 will get you out of trouble. If you cannot afford that, then go to hell.
So, how do you do it, mate?
All I did is fill in one form. It's easy, mate. Just do it.
102.6 MFM. Wow,
another way of avoiding hell.
That ad is so effective. $40 handed over during the course of the play.
I know. It works, doesn't it?
Insane.
I'd sooner do that. My task.
Mario, we're onto a winner. We're onto a winner. You just put it on when you've got guests in the studio that are lapsed members. And boom, boom. Hey, census time coming up. What is it? Next weekend?
Tuesday. Weekender. This week, Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. This week, Tuesday.
Fill in your census form and fill in your religion as Church of the Holy
Smoke.
Do it. Don't think about it.
Just do it. That's all you have to do. Just Church of the Holy Smoke.
Don't even ask questions. Just do it.
No. If you want to ask questions, go up to the hemp bar at 4:20 this afternoon
just
for the sacrament.
Just remember, you're humans and you're probably too stupid to think. So just do it.
Okay. Do they bring a form around a hippie community?
Yeah, I've got one.
Where'd you get it?
Have.
She came to my door.
She will be
Kelly,
there before
Kelly,
Tuesday,
Tracy, Candy.
Night.
Kelly and Tracy came to your door with
her. Her name was Candy or Terry or...
They weren't wearing a
blue Lulu
uniform.
Or...
I had mine poked under my door.
No, mine was a lovely young lady and she came to my door and...
I had all my plants ripped off, that'll be it. No.
I don't think so. She seemed very nice. Anyway, she gave me my form. She also said that I can fill in my census form on the internet. I can do an e-census.
Wow.
And I said to her, oh, that's fantastic. I said, how secure is the information through the e-census? And she said, oh, I'm sure it's completely secure.
Secure as when you give me your written papers.
Exactly. And she said, I'm sure that if there were problems, they'd let us know. And I smiled and I said, Candy, I said, for such was her name. I said, you've got so much more faith in the government than I do. And she laughed and she wandered off. But she did. She was just brim full of governmental faith.
Confidence.
So when is the day? Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so.
They give them little lessons on it. I've had a few of them. A few of the dispensers of of census forms. I've had them in my palm and been talking to them and telling them to tell the people,
church.
Fill in your religion, Church of the Holy Smoke.
Okay, so
Church of the Holy Smoke.
Perhaps you could actually
church
issue.
Of the Holy Smoke.
Why didn't you just issue them with little hats that said religion, Church of the Holy Smoke, and then
at least
that way people might ask a question, they can give an answer. Well, if you want to write a religion in your box, you can always write in Church of the Holy Smoke, like what I've advised you to.
Well, I wanted
and then wander off again.
I wanted the dispensers to fill in the religious.
We've probably just broken about 15 or maybe 16 federal laws regarding censuses.
Let's see if we can break another one.
The president just woke up. I didn't speak. Isn't that clever?
It's sedacious. It's sedacious.
It's salacious.
Salacious. It's
hey, the other thing that's on tomorrow is the skate park sound test. It's
the
replay of the wet.
I heard some really good reports from the impromptu and unofficial one last time. Yeah, I heard that it was extremely quiet.
You want to hear quiet, mate? It's been open. There've been kids skating on it.
It's been constant skating for the last 3 days.
I was there talking to Wall the other day. He had his back to the ramp.
Yeah.
There were 20 people skating on it, and Wall saying, "Well, when it's open, I bet it's going to be noisy."
Yeah, I know.
There were 20 people already skating on it.
No, Wall's already written into the Good Times and said that he was astounded at how quiet the rolling section of the wheel was. He still thinks the bangs are loud, but apparently the bangs clocked in at less than the sound of a car coming down the road, unofficially.
Anyway, bring mandarines, bring sausages.
Bring eggs.
Help us have a barbecue tomorrow. Mm. Bring lettuces.
So this is tomorrow at what time, Michael?
From 11,
from 11 a.m. There you go. Skate park. Official sound test.
You know what else is happening at 11?
What's that?
The opening of the World Cup Poetry.
Oh,
at
yes.
At the Oasis.
At the Oasis.
So the kids will be down there and the adults will be at the poetry.
And I can tell you with the greatest of confidence that the poetry will not be disturbed by the skate park.
No,
I have all confidence in the world at the skate park.
The art camp is
completely silent. The art camp's kicking on like a charm, right?
So take your best shot, skateboarders.
It goes till I think it goes till Sunday, Michael.
And the other huge event happening, no one is to forget about, is the following Saturday, is the 12th, is the 30th anniversary
of the hippie bashing
cattle truck bust. We've got the hats. We've got quite a few police hats appearing. I didn't know so many disappeared.
They do.
Coming out of the woodwork, police hats, and at last, a little trickle of volunteer policemen who are going to have their day.
Are they big and are they burly?
They are mean and nasty with very short hair, and I hope they're not going to really bash it. They said they wouldn't really do it. They just pretend, but I wasn't sure.
I think they've been biding their time.
I think so too.
Is at high noon tomorrow week. We want everyone there.
Have you got anybody who's volunteered to be the bait in the truck yet?
And I need some volunteer joint rollers, seriously, in the hemp bar, please.
When? Now?
Over the next week.
Over the next week, some volunteer joint rollers to roll how many joints?
A couple of hundred.
As many as a thousand.
We're expecting a lot of people. And
we
might
have all the herb necessary for the job.
Will we go for the world record number of joints lit at once? Again.
Ooh. Let's try and crack it.
We never counted them back at that Mardi Gras when the hall was full of rollers and there was buckets and buckets of joints and Bob Hopkins hurled into the air.
We tried to. We just got so confused.
I lost it after 123.
You get so confused.
Yeah.
Have I counted this one before?
120 what?
That is a seriously big event. And what else is happening?
Nothing.
No, there's plenty more happening.
No, that's it.
We've got the Hemp Party AGM, but not for another month.
We've got a party down at the Bush Theatre tonight.
The Hemp Party got... You remember when ASCII came and explained to us?
That's right, I remember. So we are still there.
It got killed, but all we do is reapply before the election. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
I'm a bit disillusioned with politics. I really do believe religion is the way to go. If we want to change things and make things happen, religion is a far better vehicle than politics.
Yeah,
politics sucks.
I know.
So you're suggesting people don't join the hemp party anymore, are you, Goddess?
I'm suggesting they absolutely join the hemp party, but I'm also suggesting that they don't vote for the hemp party, they vote green at the elections, because it's the only sensible way to vote.
And you still haven't understood the election process, where you can vote for one, and then they pass your preferences on, and then they pass them on.
And John Howard ends up with them. I do understand the electoral process.
No, Labor will end up with them if they go.
What's the difference? I do understand the electoral process. You get one corrupt bastard or another corrupt bastard getting your vote.
So what do you think the Greens will do with your vote if they don't get in?
Well, at least the Greens have got a chance of the vote ending with the Greens. In fact, what I say to you, voter, is this. Vote one Greens, do not fill in any other boxes.
That's right. If the Greens get up, your votes work.
Do not fill in any other boxes. That way, you get your first vote is counted.
Is that a valid vote?
If it's exhausted, it is a valid vote unless it's exhausted. And then, of course, it's not counted. And that's exactly what you want. Do not vote for the bastards. It encourages them.
It does.
So what if the Greens allocate them to the bastards, which they do?
They can't allocate them to them. You have to allocate them. You fill in the boxes. You are the voter. You fill in the boxes.
No, I don't think so.
You are.
I thought the party that got them got to pass them on.
Cannot
party
pass them on.
Otherwise, what are all the deals? What are all the deals about?
No, he absolutely has no idea what he's talking about. It seems to
is this another of those examples?
I do know. I've been a scrutineer. Cannot pass them on. That what you have put in your box is what goes through. All the party will do is tell you as a voter what they think you should vote in your second box. Don't do it.
Maybe
vote
what
one Greens and then exhaust your ballot.
I think what Michael and I are thinking of is when you put one over the line. No, Michael, he's right.
If you see the hemp party there, I'm asking you still vote for it.
If you, yeah, but
we'll pass it on to the Greens.
Michael, he's saying if you vote the Greens one above the line, then they get to pass your vote on. But if you vote one for the Greens below the line and nothing else, they can't.
They can't pass it
because
on.
You've got the two ways of voting. He's quite right. He's quite correct.
I forget how it works, and it's different federal and state.
Just like Gerald, I have a.
But one of them, you have to fill out every square, don't you?
Every square.
And the party does pass.
Do not tick every square. Vote Green.
Let me remind you, Goddess. There is a hemp party. We're on the street nearly every day trying to sign people up.
I know.
But they don't want to join another list.
I was the treasurer of the hemp party for many years, but I always voted Green.
Did you really? What a turncoat. An admission.
No, dummy. He didn't understand you.
He doesn't understand.
Then
it goes to family first, as I recall.
No, that happened that one blunder.
Come on, guys. Is it boring? First. Hello, doctor.
Hey.
That's not right.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, you love God.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Look, I just want to make a little mention here about tonight up at Jambung Gardens. There's an amazing film on called The Power of Community. Have you heard about that?
Is this the Cuban film?
Yeah, have you heard about it?
I have.
In the early 1990s, Cuba ran out of oil after the collapse of the Soviet Union. The US administration thought it was the end of Cuba and tightened the economic screws on the country. The Cuban government and the people united to transform Cuba into a low-energy user and to organically produce most of their food. Australian permaculture teachers went to Cuba to help with the transformation, working mostly in Havana to produce city food. Cuba has had the biggest transformation to organic food and low energy use in the world.
A beautiful
see
thing.
How it's done.
Stand up to the bully and see what good things
yeah,
come.
Yeah, exactly. So, Andrew, how are you today?
Good.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I was just, I didn't want to say anything. The electoral stuff was all pretty interesting. Good on you.
Yeah, we'll be right, we'll be wrong.
The electoral stuff is interesting. You tell us what you understand.
What?
What we're just talking about, nah.
You don't understand it.
Okay. No, I wasn't listening, I use the whole vote. I'll go 1, 2, 3, however many you go up to.
Number the whole lot. Yeah, that's what I do too.
But then one of the other bastards ends up getting your vote.
No, because
you choose yourself.
If you do it your way, then if you vote hemp party number one, well then your vote goes to family first.
No,
once.
Well, it did that one time, you're wrong. And if you vote one Greens, they'll go wherever the Greens want them to go.
It'll go to
and they'll go to Labor instead of Liberal, hopefully.
Is that even if you've just voted one singly below the line?
I'd say it's a donkey vote. I'm not talking the Senate, I'm talking the House of Reps.
It is not. I'm talking the House of Reps, not the Senate.
We're talking Senate.
It is not a donkey vote. It is a valid and legal vote.
The Hemp Party only runs in the Senate, mate.
And it's
the Technicolor vote.
It's why that slick Jewish lawyer went to jail in Melbourne. Because that's exactly what he was saying, and they put him in jail because he was telling the truth. Your vote is still valid when you only tick one box.
Now, no one heard that anyway. Good on you.
I was just thinking, Gerald.
You know what you're saying about people only want to join one thing?
A donkey votes for drug mills.
What's the drug mills get?
Have you heard the Technicolor vote?
That's a yawn.
The boxes.
You roll your ballot paper up like a funnel, whack one at the narrow end into the box and vomit in it. But I don't know if that counts for much nowadays.
The Hemp Party wants to put out a challenge.
Yeah.
Queenslanders join the Hemp Party far more than any New South Wales person.
And why is this?
Yeah, why they know what tyranny is like. We've had freedom too long.
Yes, they've been under the boot heel of tyranny for a long time.
That's right. Now we're going to be under it if we don't work together. get the hemp party in. Civil disobedience has been going on for 30 years. It hasn't worked.
Mm.
We've got to get in there and we've got to fight it their way or we've got no hope.
No, their way is bought out already. Religion. Get religion.
Yeah, but you've always got the book every time I go to the hemp party. Hemp store to join.
It's here right now, sister. Right oh, over yeah. there.
You can join.
Why don't you leave it in the hemp bar?
I can baptise you, as everybody else in this room has been baptised in the faith.
I sent people over to join it there, though.
Ooh. And it's not there. The book's not there.
And the book's
so,
not there.
So, Andrew, what's been happening for you in the last week, too?
Last week? Well, woodworking, mate.
Maybe last month. Cafe. We haven't seen you. What have you been doing?
I've been at home, doing whittling wood and listening to the radio show.
Nothing exciting happening.
No, mate.
It's dead, eh?
Yeah. Why, what have you been doing?
Nothing. We miss it at home, whittling wood, eh?
Nah.
Just hanging about.
Yeah, no, we've got other interests going. Yeah, just making some nice furniture at the moment. And that's about it, really. There's a crew in South Australia. Have you spoken about them, Michael, starting the new magazine?
The Cosmos magazine.
Yes.
No, it's not Cosmos. But Cosmos came out during the week with a fantastic rave on cannabis and psychosis. It's the big scientific journal. I hope there might be some in the newsagent. They're about $9. $9. It's a very good rave. Cosmos.
Cosmos. Like, that's Greek.
It means
people. Cosmos.
It means
cosmos.
Apple.
People.
Apple. I saw the movie.
Cosmos. It means people.
Greek.
I thought cosmos meant everything people. Big. The cosmos.
No, people. Well, it could do. They might have. But anyway, it's Greek, and that's the main thing. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it means. As long as it's Greek, it's fine, eh?
But yeah, Sticky Point is the new Australian cannabis magazine.
Sticky Point.
Did you send them a story? They're looking for stories.
Yeah, I can send them an interview sort of thing and good some questions. You. Just got to send them an intro thing now and some pictures. They want marijuana.
Is it very it's much really like an indoor grower's guide?
Is it in there?
Yeah, a lot of indoor. But I've seen a sort of drafty thing. It looks pretty good.
Yeah,
like they're
good.
Having
it's
a go.
Be big.
It looks like the cannabis culture thing. The guys
so following the same format, the big glossy pictures and stories about particular strains and how to do it and stuff like that.
No, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
As well,
Let's get it in there.
Yeah, not too much on the hydro thing, but obviously they need to get their advertising thing together. But, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, so do we.
And what's their address? Read out their...
Sticky Point dot... If you type in Sticky Point dot...
One word, Sticky Point.
Sticky Point.
I think if you just wrote in Sticky Point in Google without anything else and just hit the I feel lucky button, you'd get there.
Yeah.
Have you ever put in asshole?
And hit the I feel lucky button?
Yeah.
No.
You should put that in.
What do you get?
Yeah, the guy is.
No, you get this song, really anti-American George Bush.
I'm an asshole.
No, it's more. It's even better. Check it out. That came from... Dave Castee, the dude from the Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell ass?
With an E.
A-R-S-E.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes a big difference, because if it's just A-double-S, you get something entirely different.
Asshole.
You get drug mules.
Actually, I don't remember. But anyway, whack it in.
All right.
So anybody who hasn't joined the hemp party or doesn't have their election details up,
do it.
It is worth
it today.
Do it on the street. Get it together. Make sure your address is right. There's free forms to change that, electoral forms. I'm interested you getting
more. I'm waiting for Rock to get living
the
in car as his electoral address.
Just so paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's if they're receiving any form of benefit, if they've got a Medicare card, they're already on a bloody list.
Yeah, of course they are.
So
exactly.
You may as well get on another one. See,
a good one. Get on the good list.
You've got to get on the roll.
You've got to be on the right
Rock
list,
though. And roll.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a second.
Yeah.
Roll. Oh.
Four holy sacred minutes to go before we can get
National Party 6.
Sacredly whacked.
I love putting National Party 6.
That means they end up with your vote.
It was a microphone. Do what you said to Rock. Move forward so they can...
That means if you put your vote... Number
was Rock on?
If you vote National 6, then they will get your vote.
I must have went out for a boo.
Doesn't matter. They'll get your vote. You're voting for them.
What was Rock talking about?
You should never vote National.
Yeah.
They're children.
Rock was talking about how many... court cases he's currently got pending, which is 3 in New South Wales and 2 in Queensland. So he's racked up 5.
Pig,
he's
is that what they call him, a pig fool?
Yeah, he's a pig fool. He's trying to...
Buff pig.
Just as Kelly... Is it Casey? Yeah. Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly, just as Kelly is trying to get the Guinness Book of Records for the most number of single-handed drug busts in a single month.
So is Rock.
Rock is going for the most times she's independently town, and by different police busted. Down. Yeah, I'm going to he's going to take them down to.
He's got them in his sights.
He has.
Really?
I wouldn't
like to be in their shoes.
He's got five court cases that all go to the High Court.
I've seen him walking right up to Kelly with pot in his pocket and joint, and she just turns around
and scuttles. Walks
away.
It's called skirt fronting.
Yeah, really? He's got them running scared. He just skirt fronts.
I just laughed at the little ears hang down, and noses go all dry and quivery.
And they scurry.
As soon as
they
Rock's scurry. Not around, she's out there looking for another bus.
Maybe if we all took up multicoloured plaited locks in our hair and skirts, we'd be right. That'd be it.
Yeah.
Absolute security from harassment.
If you took up Rock's way of doing it and fronting him and saying, this is a herb, it's a sacred thing.
If we all
go for it, officer.
Yeah.
My best friend, go for it. What do you think should happen over this? Watch them.
Well, how are we going to help? How are we going to help each other?
That's right. They have nowhere to sleep at night. Mm. Poor things.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just keep. And if like hundreds of people did that, and they all appealed everything every time.
Every time, and defended themselves. Don't pay any lawyers. No. Don't pay money to lawyers.
Always not guilty.
And just like Jack and I were musing this morning, can you imagine if the entire population of Australia turned honest, totally, totally dead honest in 6 months, the society would collapse.
And told the truth.
If there was no one breaking laws, everyone drove
the society as we know it.
Everyone got only sensibly inebriated and didn't fight. You know, all the illegal drug users went off it for 6 months.
Mm.
No crime, no use for the police force. Nothing in court happening. Magistrates rocking up to empty courts.
And look, if you took pot out of the equation, 80% of the coppers would be out of a job anyway. Courts, judges, magistrates. The whole jails, you could close down whole wings of them and put the refugees in.
Michael's things on the museum, or was it you said it, Michael? Yeah, if everyone told the truth, imagine it.
Yeah, Jesus. If everyone told the truth, it'd be a shocking place, wouldn't it?
Jesus.
Oh.
Mm. Imagine the filth that'd come
out of Alexander Downer's mouth.
It'd be a standstill.
Well, I can't imagine any more filth than already comes out.
He'd do a Mel Gibson. It would all just start spewing out.
Mel.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
He was pissed.
Mel.
He was pissed. He was pissed off with the Israelites, and I don't bloody blame him.
Yeah, well, really. He was pissed off and he let it spew out.
Well, you know, I feel like that too at the moment, to be really honest. Spew, spew, spew.
They're going hard, eh? They're like a pit bull. Just run, don't stop, just run.
Bomb the children, bomb the children, bomb the children. Bomb the babies,
bomb the babies. How about this? If the Hezbollah guys were bombing the shit out of the Israelis, if they were us together and were blowing all them up, would you feel the opposite?
Huh?
Just because they're winning, I think everyone's going to blame the Israelis. The Hezbollah guys are just bombing away.
Well,
haven't got
They together. Haven't got a very good strike rate.
No, but they haven't got a good army, mate. They're not together.
But if the Israelites are America's pit bull.
Oh, they are.
No doubt about
they
it.
Are.
There's a lot we don't
no
know.
No one's arguing
what
that.
What about the Syrian and Iranian pit bull Hezbollah? They're just doing the same thing.
I mean, one has to wonder, have the Hezbollah been sold all these dud rockets with really bad guidance systems so they can't really hit much?
They don't have guidance systems.
They do.
They're just poor.
No.
It's rich guys building up poor guys.
Like Katushas.
That's not true.
Katushas don't have
a guidance. They had a cruise missile. They took out that ship.
That was a lucky hit.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was a particular type of Russian
manufacturing. That was a land to see. They had one.
They'd spent, that money they're making on oil. They didn't have much cash left over. They gave them one good bomb.
It was a silkworm cruise missile carrying 200 kilos.
That's land to see.
200 kilos of what?
They've got Katushas, which are the same thing as we used to make at uni, which is the pipe with the bloody explosive powder, and you point it, and you light one end, and poof, off
it goes. Have you not noticed all the Rolls Royces in Kuwait and stuff? Where do they spend their money? Not on rockets, mate.
Buying Rolls Royces.
Yeah, they got all that oil money the Arabs have got. They've given them one good rocket this year. That's enough.
I don't know.
I mean, you've got to look at these Arab countries too. I mean, we don't understand. We can just comment on the fighting, I suppose.
We're paying
how much is it a barrel? 70-odd bucks a barrel.
$75.
Yeah, used to be 20 and less. And you're looking at these countries that have churned out a million barrels a day. at 70
or they are lighting their fires. They are lighting their fires with $100 bills.
Mm. Yeah,
they don't
it's
use newspaper.
Wood.
They don't give
they
a shit.
They can't spend enough.
There's no wood left.
Dubai,
no trees.
There's countries that are just going bloody rancid over there, just spending, mate.
Yeah, but you can't eat money.
You come here and buy my table.
You can't eat money and you can't drink oil.
Apparently they're trying to eat it.
You guys, Quattro.
No.
You had nothing.
No, we're process. Feeling venomous at this point in time, but a bit angry.
War is stupid. And if you're arguing with a fool, two fools are arguing.
Exactly right. I can't believe how foolish you humans are.
It just looks really bad over there.
It's just tragic, mate. It's just pathetic. It's going just up. So sad.
And the one constant, blokes, mate. Blokes.
It is blokes.
Testosterone.
It is blokes. And you know they're
all
born from women.
Things
in
the world.
But there's all these women supporting
all these women producing blokes, mate.
Yeah.
They're not doing it on purpose. They don't mean to. They'd rather have daughters. You know it.
I know. And they keep having blokes. Half of them are blokes. Can't get it right. Sort the place out. Get rid of the blokes. Stop making them.
Except in China, where the imbalance is coming home to roost as we speak.
And there's 20 to 1.
Millions of blokes ready to be killed in the war.
Millions and millions and millions of blokes who, well, they'll never find a woman partner because...
That's right. There's none.
They've run out.
Completely.
They've run
just
out.
Going to be
they're
a
all straight into the
country.
Even the unborn
they're
girls...
looking longingly at each other.
Even the unborn girls...
They're not going to China.
They all march behind each other. Single file.
Lockstep.
Lockstep. Is that what they call it?
We figure we're within yelling distance.